What is going on, you guys? And welcome back to another episode of On the High Life with Holden. My name is Holden, and yes, we are finally back for another episode of the podcast. I'm so excited to be back recording this right now. And it has been a couple months since I've done the last one. I've just been working around with some stuff, getting a new job, and now I'm working a new job. And then getting the WeedTube stuff together and everything. It has been a crazy time doing all of that as well. So I've just been a little bit busy, but now everything's finally settled down. I have time to sit down, record this, and be able to get high and talk with you guys about some stuff. So yeah, let's take a rip. I am smoking on some of this black lime cartridge that I have. It is super tasty. So cheers. Hope you guys are smoking along with me in all of this as well. That limeine, it's the one terpene that I've noticed that tickles the back of my throat, and it'll tickle my nostrils. I'll sneeze at one point in this podcast, I promise you guys. But anyways, you guys, I want to start off this with my thoughts on Avengers Endgame, because I had posted about it about a month ago, right before it came out, that I was going to do a review on my channel. Went and saw it the first time, and holy fucking shit, so overwhelmed with, like, I literally, like, felt like I was in shock after watching this movie. I mean, just everything that happened in it, from the very first few seconds, Hawkeye's family getting dusted, and fucking seeing him come back, and then Scarlett Johansson dying, and fucking Robert Downey Jr., Captain America fighting himself, just all these cool ass things happening, just overloaded my brain. So I had to take a step back and go see it three more times. But yeah, over like a 3 week period, I went and saw it three more times after that. I went and saw it the day after I saw it for the first time, the premiere night, went and saw it again. And that was a lot and was very high when I went and saw that. I was sober the third time I went and saw it. That was nice. It was a good, just clear way to see it and watch it again. But every time I went with somebody that hadn't seen it yet, just so I could get their genuine reactions to kind of more form my opinion about this stuff. And in my opinion, it's one of the best movies. I mean, in the past five years, the best movie that's come out, in my opinion. Now, everything is subjective, as you know, as a person, human being, everything's subjective. Like, we all have our own opinions. You can form your opinion. You might have thought it was a horrible movie. That's your opinion. You can think that. I just think your opinion's wrong, and that if you thought this movie was horrible, you must be blind or some form of disability going on there. Because it was fucking amazing, dude. Seeing all that stuff, I mean, growing up with that stuff too, and just seeing the evolution of all those characters, it was such a strong story arc to have. But anyways, cheers. Whew. This cart tastes so good, dude. This battery is a little weird, but, you know, I need to get a C-cell. I've been wanting to get one for a while. Sister has this kind of off-brand C-cell. But, I mean, it's great, but it's just the magnet's not as sturdy as it needs to be for all of this stuff. Gets the job done, though. Another thing I wanted to talk about is that I am actually planning a trip to go to Seattle Hemp Fest this year. It is the weekend of my 22nd birthday, so I definitely want to make it out there. That's something that I'm going to do. I'm putting it out into the universe in this podcast right now, manifesting it. I'm going to be there, Seattle Hemp Fest this year, the 16th, 17th, and 18th of August. It's going to be fucking lit. I can't wait to be out there and meet all the people that I've watched for years and everything, now that I'm started my own channel now and starting to do this, I'm so glad to be able to finally meet them and ask them the questions that I've wanted to ask them forever. Aaron and Silenced Hippie and Stoned Alone and Matthias and all these great creators I've been watching for years. It's just going to be such a cool experience. It's going to be my first time going to dispensaries, which is going to be so cool. I can't wait to have that experience. It's something I've wanted for a very, very, very long time. And I'm just so, I don't know, man. Ever since I was supposed to move to California, like after that happened, I was like, okay, I'm not going to go to a dispensary type legal state for a while. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, why not? Like, I need to, like, this is the passion that I've found, that this is something that I can do and, like, talk and just have passion about the things that I talk about. So I'm doing it. I'm going to be coming out to Seattle for that. It's going to be great. I don't know if anybody's going to come with me yet. It might just be me by myself, but it's definitely going to be vlogged on the fucking WeedTube, guys. Hopefully you guys go subscribe to my channel. It's Holding on the High Life on WeedTube. And you can actually now download the iPhone app. From the day that I'm recording this podcast, it has been, I think the app came out Saturday morning. So it's been 3 or 4 days since the iPhone app finally released. Apple finally accepted it. The review process is over. It's so fucking awesome. I uploaded a video from it. Go check it out. It's a little quick wake and bake sesh with my bowl. It's like a little 3-minute clip, but it was just something to upload from the app because I was so excited for the app to come. I just had to upload something from it immediately and see how it works. It's so smooth, so simple to upload. I mean, it's great. I'm so excited to make more content. Want to do cooking tutorials and all this other stuff. I'm definitely looking around to do that. And definitely a bunch of smoking challenges for sure. But I don't want to do anything too crazy. I mean, the gram dab was pretty fucking insane. So I don't know how I'm going to top that. But I'm going to start intertwining some things into the videos and the content and stuff. More vlog style stuff. And just kind of like some sit down videos where I just talk about stuff that I enjoy. Like Netflix shows that I enjoy. Like right now I'm watching Easy on Netflix. If any of you guys have watched Easy, definitely hit me up in the DMs and tell me how you guys are feeling about season 3. Because I started watching Friday night, I think, of this past week. I was at a buddy's house and they had just started watching season 1. So I was like, alright, bet. They're only on the second episode. We start watching it and it's so fucking funny, dude. And it's all so realistic stuff. Like all these different relationship styles and all these different aspects of relationships that they're showing in this show are so real, and it's just so funny seeing it portrayed in a way where it like relates to every aspect of your life. It's so cool. And the third season I'm on right now, I think I'm on episode 4, and just seeing all these story arcs coming together again from the previous seasons and previous episodes, it's so cool. Super excited to finish it. I hope that they do a 4th season. If they don't, it's going to be a little sad. But, I mean, it makes sense because the story arcs can only go on for so long. But, yeah. So, I've been enjoying that on Netflix. And, of course, watching The Office a million times. Because, to this day, The Office is still fucking hilarious. I don't care what anybody says. It's hilarious. I will always still watch it. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to do a quick little episode today. Definitely going to do a longer episode. A video version of this podcast is going to be coming out soon. I'm so excited to do that. I'm going to try and get one of my buddies to come on here so we can just have some banter and talk about some shit in the world going on. Hopefully that'll happen. My boy Salty Chronic, if you guys saw him in my Gram Dab video on the WeedTube, he is making his channel, finally. He's going to be uploading content soon. I'm super excited for it. Going to be able to have him on the channel, have him in videos, invite him on the podcast as a little co-host, a little special guest to sit in, and we can just talk about some shit, rant back and forth. Because that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast eventually, is be able to have people on different episodes and talk, like my first episode with Jared and Lucy. I mean, they are amazing people. I'm so glad that I met them through all this. And I've done the episode with them. It was such a nice time. And I'm trying to go out there mid-July to finally meet them in person and be able to hang out with them, because they're such genuine people and I would love to spend time with them. It's going to be such a good time. I'm definitely trying to make it out there. But yeah, guys, I'm going to end this off. I was already pretty stoned when I started this. Having carts for me is literally the worst thing, because it's like a Juul in a sense. It's something I could just pick up real quick and hit, because I do smoke a Juul because I quit smoking cigarettes. And it's literally like you hit it and you don't, it's not like a Juul because you just, you can get higher. It's not like a Juul where the nicotine just kind of like stops working. You're just hitting it at some point. With this, it keeps going and building up, and then you stop hitting it and you're like, oh shit, I'm totally fucking baked. But anyways, you guys, I'm going to end this podcast off right now. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this little quick podcast today. Make sure to follow my Instagram on the High Life with Holden, Twitter, Hi, I'm Holden, spelled H-I-G-H, I'm Holden. And make sure to go subscribe to the Weed Tube, Holden on the High Life. Make sure you guys download the app too. It's so much easier and it's such an amazing app. It runs and functions amazingly. And it's just such a great way to watch cannabis creators and to support all these people that are out here trying to spread the good word of cannabis and show that it is a good thing that can be used as attributes in our lives. But anyways, you guys, peace out. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Stay high, stay happy. Peace.